Oh, wake up, beautiful. Come on. You're okay. Yeah. There you go. Up and at 'em. I want to see those eyes open. Oh, bit of a twitch there. Yeah, come on. You're not hurt. Hey, oh, is it hard to sit up? It's okay, come on, I got you. Do I ever got you? You don't even know the half of it. Hey there. Come on, you can sit up. Oh, it's hard. That's because your hands are tied behind your back. Here, let me sit you up. I want to look you up and down. Yeah. Ooh, nice. I love that little nose on your face. You get that from your mommy? Aww. Actually, all of it is really nice. I lucked out, didn't I? The size of your shoulders, the limbs. Yeah, I'm not an artist, but if I was, I'd like draw you or something. Oh, you got questions, huh? Is that so I can hear how you sound? Not bad. You're kind of demanding, though. Where are you? What happened? Ooh, you hit your head, eh? Yeah, I'll tell you. I'm real nice, baby. I don't keep secrets. Besides, it's real easy to explain. Your carriage was robbed. In the future, although your future is going to change dramatically, you might want to avoid the gold trim on the outside. Oh yeah, it's a dead giveaway, sweetheart. And very attractive to bandits. Like a treasure chest you want to break open to see what's inside. And you were inside, so here you are. That's the truth. You got thrown in with the treasure my gang nabbed. I'll let you decide if that's objectifying or flattering. You look shocked. I was too, actually. I think my gang was trying to play matchmaker. I have a thing for buttoned-up rich types with nice forearms. Oh yeah, you dress like you pay your taxes in chests rather than bags. It's hot. Come here, I like this ring on your finger. Give it over. Yeah, just give it over. I like it when you squirm. Careful. Don't fall over into the gold pile. You might cause an avalanche. Oh, what was that? Am I taking your ring for the ransom letter to your family? No. I'm taking it to where? I think it's romantic. Our first meeting, and you've already given me jewelry. Stop it, I'm blushing. Ooh, you're not afraid of me. Why? Is it 'cause I'm pretty? Don't let the eye patch fool you. I'm cute even with missing parts. Like a broken doll. Makes you want to take care of me. Oh my god. Maybe you could change me. Make me give up my thieving ways and turn over a new leaf. Yeah, I'll give up this life of crime and become a bride. I can't even say it without laughing. I crack myself up. You should laugh too. I'm in charge of your fate. I should be hilarious right now. If you have any sense of self-preservation. What? I'm all talk. I'm a woman in charge. It's real cute how you think I'm not constantly filled with unbridled rage. Ooh. Look, I'm not sure I like that smart mouth of yours. I'm not going to try and change you. But I might be the only thing you're ever truly afraid of. Yeah, baby, I'm for real. You don't get a nickname like the Bandit Queen without causing a little bit of hurt. I'd go into more detail, but we don't have the time, and strong dogs don't bark. You can't squirm away from me, beautiful. I've got a hand on your rope. Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt my new toy. I like what a little rebel you are. Oh yeah, I'm serious. You're pretty brave for a spoiled brat who drives a gold carriage. Should I check that mouth of yours for a silver spoon? Maybe it's missing. Maybe later. Aww, are you flirting with me? That's the spirit. What makes you so feisty, huh? Wait, maybe I know. What's the pecking order in your noble family? What do I mean? Baby, it's a simple question. Are you the heir, the spare, or the third one they throw to the church? I mean, it's not always the church. Sometimes it's one of those monasteries, and believe me, you don't want to go there. Oh yeah, all they preach about is being alone with your thoughts. I know, terrifying, right? But which one were you? Interesting. Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore. I'm gonna take great care of you. Oh yeah, I can spoil you better than any stuffy noble could. What? You look doubtful. You're literally sitting on a pile of coins. You think I can't get you some trifling luxuries? Yeah, I can get it all. Fur-lined cloaks, clothes made from silk, a feather mattress, nice food. Whatever you want. Why do I want you to be comfortable and cared for? Maybe it's because I'm such a great gal. No, that's not it. I like you. You're real cute. Didn't I tell you you were my new toy? I take good care of my things. Yeah, get comfortable, cutie. You're gonna be with me for a long time. Don't worry. It's not gonna be boring, that's for sure. What are we gonna do? Oh, we're gonna take long walks through the compound, kill adventurers. And you can teach me how to read. Yeah, I got some books over there. In the corner. Can you read the words on the side? I always wanted to know what they are. Really? Okay. Yeah, hit me. The intricacies of tax evasion. See the world before you die. And what was the last one? You're toying with me now. Yeah, you're pulling my leg. But you look serious. You're telling me it's a manual on how to torture people? What kind of psychopath writes that book? Listen, I'm a thief, but I'm not that kind of thief. Well, we'll find something more appropriate for you to teach me. Yeah, cutie. And then I'll write you poems about how much I like your eyes. I bet you I could write a great poem. I'll compare your eyes to gemstones, and then you'll fall into my arms. It'll be real cute. Yeah, I'm not afraid of telling you my master plan. I'm not letting you go, so you'll have no choice but to fall in love with me. And, I'm very possessive. Real used to getting what I want. But you're picking up on it. You're smart. You know not to make me angry. You look tired. Shocked, but tired. Why don't I show you where you'll be sleeping? Maybe I'll feed you first. Oh yeah, I'll hand feed you, like a baby bird. I'm sorry, how were they fed? No, I'm not gonna do that to your mouth. I meant with a spoon. Come on, this is my big romantic moment. Don't ruin a good compliment with the truth. I like you. You make me laugh. You're feisty. You're my type, and you're real easy on the eyes. Doesn't matter if you don't like me back, though. Either way, you're mine. It'll be a lot more comfortable if you give in, though. Yeah, come here. Let me rub your back. You've had a hard day for a noble. Oh, don't scowl at me. Getting kidnapped is harder than lifting yourself in and out of a carriage with gold on it. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Listen to me. Choice is exhausting. I've taken away your choice. This is your future. No more wondering, no more worry. You don't have to waste a thought on how you're going to take care of yourself or what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm taking on all of that burden for you. There you go. Just relax. Yeah. Imagine that two eggs are cracked on your shoulder and the yolk is running down your back. Running down your back. And it makes you feel sleepy. Yeah. You're tied up, safe and secure, locked away like a treasure. Everything is gonna be okay. I'm gonna take such good care of you, baby. You have no idea. Now close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And a long, slow breath out. Feel the weight of your eyelids. The way your tongue feels inside your mouth. The breath in your lungs, the blood in your veins. Very good. No more thoughts. Just be a body. Another deep breath in. And a long, slow breath out. Good. I'm so proud of you. You're doing so well. You just rest here. I'll be back with some food, okay? Yeah. Good night. Hey, wake up. Come on. I brought gifts and treasure for you, you pretty thing. Come on. I know you can hear me. I want to see those lovely lashes flutter open. Don't play coy with me. We'll have time for that later. Ah. There we go. I see you. Morning, sleepy. How's my favorite hostage doing? You sleep good in that feather bed I got you? There you are. Wakey, wakey. I want you to see all the treasures I brought you. My gang's been working hard robbing folks for you. Yeah, that's a big pile. Only the best for you, baby. Of course. I need to spoil you so you don't miss that cushy old life of yours and run away. I mean, you could try, but you wouldn't really get away. But I'd have to chase you through the woods and... That sounds kind of fun, actually. Huh? What's that gift? It's a drawing I made of you. See, that's you, and you're wearing that fur cloak I stole for you. I've been trying to rob people who are your size. It's like shopping. Yeah, I said I'd draw you if I was an artist. It's a stick figure? Aw, give me a break. You can tell it's supposed to be you. The gold dots are your jewelry. And you have a big smile, even though your hands are tied together. Yeah, and that's me beside you. With the sword and all the hearts above my head. It's cute. Good. You can keep it in your room. If you behave this month, I might even take the lock off your door. Aw, look at you, combing through all the treasure I got you. You're a greedy thing, aren't you? Just like me. We're well suited. You found them. A couple books for children. I don't rob kids, so I've never taken any like this. With all the big letters and pictures. But my gang found a book merchant on the road. We took all the kid ones and sent him on his merry. Turns out he was pretty happy we didn't kill him. Yeah, baby. I'm all benevolent and stuff. Having a pretty thing like you around is making me soft. But I don't mind. A reading lesson? Right now? Well, yeah, you taught me the letters and their sounds, but there was only 26 of those. How many words are there? There must be at least 1,000. That's a lot for a gal like me. Aw, you putting wind in my sails, sweetie? Thanks for that. Before you, I was just signing my name with a picture of a sword. But now I'm all official. I can print my name, 'cause I know the letters. You want me to try? Okay. But you're still my hostage, even if I'm not good at it. You can't think less of me, 'cause I have you under lock and key. All right. All right, you pick out a book. Hey, you picked the red one. I liked that one. It has a fox on the cover. You picked it because it's full of pangrams? What is that? It sounds like a warlock spell. Wait, are warlocks smuggling their spell books like this? That's brilliant for those types. Oh yeah, normally they don't do jack. Their demons are the brains of the operation, you know? Nah, I never been hit up by a demon. It's not my style. I ain't got no magic. I bet that noble family of yours never let you out, but if they did, a demon would totally trade you for those good looks. Yeah, baby, you know stuff and I know stuff. That's why you're so good for me. Ah, Okay. I'll quit trying to distract you and I'll do some learning. So a pangram isn't a spell? It's a sentence? A special one? What makes it special? You'll tell me after I read it. Alright, Teach. But first, I gotta get real close so I can read the page. Yeah, I'll follow along on your finger. I'll just whisper the words in your ear, 'cause I'm a little embarrassed. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. Hey. That one was easy, because they got a picture of it. No wonder you told me to get the kids' books. They're onto something with that. So what was special about it? What's a pangram? That sentence had one of every letter in it. Hey, it did. All 26 of them. Even the Z. Yeah, it's my favorite letter. It looks dangerous and it's rare. What's your favorite? You telling me you do all that book learning and you don't got a favorite letter? You better pick one. So that's a pangram. You're so smart, baby. Those noble folks of yours didn't value that big brain you got. I bet they just thought you were a looker. Not me, though. Yeah, you're my favorite hostage for all kinds of reasons. Hey, do I get a kiss for that and, reading a sentence? Thanks. This is fun. I want to do another one. I'll get real good and read you bedtime stories. You'd like that, eh? Yeah. I can make the characters have all kinds of voices for you. Am I cracking you up? Come on, I want to hear you read one so I can learn. Yeah, what's, that one? It looks hard, but it's got a picture of a gemstone, so I want to know what it says. I like the way your mouth moves when you talk. You got a real pretty voice, you know that. Yeah, read it again for me. Sphinx of black quartz, judge my vow. Are you sure this ain't a spell book for kids? Wait, I'm a scholar now. I want to count. That's 29 letters. Huh, the whole alphabet. Baby, you're a doll. I'm so impressed. What else you got locked away in that brain, huh? I want to crack open your skull and lick it. You laughing at me? Maybe I'm not joking. Okay. I'll do one more, and then I want to show you your last gift. I know that one now. The five boxing wizards. Jump quickly. I know those two too. The five boxing wizards jump quickly. Huh. You know, cutie, I've been to a wizard boxing match. No, I'm not pulling your leg. They owed my buddy money, so he threw him in a ring and said no magic, just knuckles. How was it? It was brutal. I didn't know they'd get so into it. I think they had beef. My dad always said old dudes got beef on account of them living so long. Lots of people won't do you dirty by the time you get gray. You want to go to the next match? Yeah, I can take you to the next one if you're good. You can place the bets for us. I got a feeling you're lucky. Are you blushing? You're just so cute, I can hardly stand it. I can't believe you're all mine. You ready for your last gift? I'm done book learning for now. It's hard being a scholar. Besides, I want to impress you. Why? You're not gonna run away from someone impressive. You're stuck with me forever. It's the least I can do. Of course, I'm still trying to woo you. Actually, I'm never gonna stop trying. Isn't that what you rich types like? All the courtship forever? That's what I thought. Here, your last gift. For now. It's a tarot deck. These got trendy with the nobles for a second. You ever mess with them? It's okay. I'm good at this kind of reading. Here. Take the deck in your hands and shuffle them real slow. Perfect. Just like that. Now close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. And a long, slow exhale out. Yeah, just like when we first met. You were such a lovely treasure, all tied up, sleeping on my gold coins. Take another breath in, hold it, and take a long, slow breath out. Good. Feel the weight of every muscle, every bone. Then cut the deck. Good job, sweetheart. Hand it over. Let's see what you got. Are you curious? Do you feel the anticipation? Tarot cards are like opening a treasure chest. You want to know what you got, even if it's bad. You got the Death card. Would you look at that? She's got a white horse, like the necromancers say. Hey, hey. Don't be scared. Shh, shh, shh. You're not gonna die. This card isn't like that. I'll tell you all about it, all right? It It's a good one. It's a good one. It's fruitful. Yeah. You just relax. You're my spoiled little hostage. I don't want you stressing out. Nothing's gonna happen to you. Not on my watch. Just lay back. Close your eyes. And I'll tell you all about this card. Death is ruled by Scorpio. Which is fitting because I'm a Scorpio and I rule over you. We're known for being, kind of intense. But it's okay. Death isn't evil like everyone thinks. It's natural. And it don't care how old you are or how many people you robbed. So what does the card mean? You're gonna love this. Death is all about transformation. Of yourself or a problem. And if you can't do that, you gotta let it go. I know you're smart, so I'm not gonna talk about how fitting that is for your situation. With the locked door and no hope of escape. I see you smirking. Keep listening. It can represent sudden change. A part of your life is ending, so you can make room for the good stuff. Yeah, you got it, sweetheart. Out with the old and in with the new. Time to accept your situation. Haven't you heard? When you resist change, you just hurt yourself. A sunset looks a lot like a sunrise, eh? Yeah, like a harvest. It's the end of a season, and I'm your new beginning. Perfect. My treasure. Kiss me. You feel better? I'll put the scary card away. You close your eyes and I'll come back with dinner. Okay. Sleep good, beautiful.